But first, we are going to welcome an old friend into the studio now. Please open the door and let's say good morning to the generic youth minister. Hello, generic youth minister.
Well, it's so good to see you, George and Craig. Yeah. Y'all are just here broadcasting all morning, aren't you?
We are, yes.
Gosh, I don't get a chance to listen to your program too much because a lot of times I'm driving like the church van in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And, does that have a radio in it?
Well, it has a radio. All we have in it is the AM, which is good. You know, I can hear y'all and stuff, but there's like kids in there and stuff.
Yeah.
So I can't really listen to y'all in the morning. And I have to admit, sometimes you guys get a little bit too potty humor for me.
Okay. Yeah, that's Gordon that does that.
Who's that?
That's a guy we work with.
Oh. But anyway, today is a very, very special day. And I wanted to come on here and talk a little bit about it, if I could.
Sure.
What's today?
Today is Michael W. Smith Day.
Oh, that's right. It's his birthday.
It's his birthday. This is, and we celebrate this every year, and I'm just so excited about this. We every year, our church, we put up the Michael W. Smith tree, and we exchange Michael W. Smith-themed gifts. And I needle-pointed some Michael W. Smith throw pillars, and I brought some.
Pillars?
Yeah,
that's nice.
I brought some for you right here.
So he's your favorite Christian artist of all time?
He is absolutely our favorite. And I don't know if you've heard that song, Friends Are Friends, like, forever.
You mean
stuff,
the one we've just been playing?
Three times.
And this is like our theme song in our youth group.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, anytime we're going out to Glorieta on the bus, we listen to this all the time.
Uh-huh.
Ridgecrest.
Uh-huh.
Stuff. And something. We listen to it all the time. We love it. And I also made, let's see if I can get inside my bag here. I got my satchel with me.
So uh-huh.
I got this little satchel. Here, look at this. Here are some macrame pot holders with Michael W. Smith's picture glued on it.
Glued?
That I made for you guys.
Well, thank you.
It wasn't a VBS project
nice.
Last summer?
No, it wasn't a VBS project. I did this personally in the comfort of my own apartment.
Oh, well, thank
That's
you.
That's right.
It's very nice.
And y'all need to come to church. That's the main reason I'm here.
Sure, you bet.
Will you guys make it out there this Sunday?
What's going on Sunday?
Well, worshiping the Lord. George, is that not good enough for you?
I
mean, what do you need? A parade or something?
No, of course not.
Or like circus acts?
No, I don't need circus acts.
I've got to do the Cowboy pregame show Sunday, otherwise I would be there. But I know George can be there.
Well, George, you can make it out there for some fun and fellowship, and then maybe afterwards we could go to like a fancy lunch at like steak and ale.
Yeah, I guess we could go there.
I have a few announcements that I'd like to make, if I could, on your airwaves.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sad to report, Miss Eunice Henderson went on to her great reward this week.
Oh.
Her kids are fighting over her house, and it's just a mess, and it's torn apart our congregation. But anyway, keep them in your prayers.
Okay, we will.
And we also got a prayer request in here for Thomas Eric Duncan. I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's the Ebola.
No word on what that's for. What's that?
He's the Ebola guy.
You know what? We had that pretty bad at our church recently.
What?
The Ebola. It went through it went through our singles department. So,
Ebola?
Are you thinking of the right? Ebola is the deadly disease.
Is that like a cold or?
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of like the flu.
It's
the flu and everything. What's Ebola?
It's like one of the more deadly diseases. What happens to you?
You
bleed from your eyes and your mouth and your system
not,
shuts
that's
down.
That's demonic
Scream
possession. That's demonic possession. That ain't no Ebola. Anyway, so we're going to, because of that Ebola, we're going to retroactively cancel Vacation Bible School.
Well, that's very early to do that.
Yes.
It's like 9 months off.
Retroactively.
Oh, retroactively. So this past year's.
And I got to tell you, I'm hopping mad about something. You can kind of tell I'm hopping mad about this. We need to get a better sign up for handbell, or we're going to just have to shut down that whole program.
Uh-oh. Seems like you're always having troubles
There's
with handbell.
Only two of us, and me and Stephanie Childress can't ring 23 bells, people. Come on. Lord wants them bells ringing.
Let's get them signed up.
I tell you, no one bell we're going to have ringing, and that's the taco bell. We're going there Wednesday after fellowship meeting.
Oh, okay.
After prayer meeting, we're going to do that. And we're going to the bell. So, yo, Quiero Taco Bell.
Yes, Quiero.
It's not Quiero?
No, it's Quiero.
What's Quiero?
Quiero?
Oh, I know what Quiero is. I just called that. Oh, my God. That's weird. I think it's just disgraceful that Supreme Court's allowing them gay marriage in about 30 states now.
Well,
the Bible is very clear. Men don't lay with other men.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing, you let gays marry, and the next thing is that everyone starts stabbing each other in the heart with scissors.
That's what happens?
That's a big jump.
Yeah, I don't think that's what happens.
You want your kids all gayed up, George?
Well, I wouldn't say it like that.
Well, y'all need to come to our church, and I'm going to come pick you up myself. I just got my Civic out of service. It's running good. It's running a lot better now. 12 years old, still running.
There you go. Knock on wood. Come by my place. I'm busy Sunday, but George will be waiting.
Okay, George, I'm going to see you there.
Okay, we'll see you Sunday.
And happy Michael W. Smith Day, everyone.
Same to you. There he goes.
Thank you, Derek.
Youth holder, minister. Singing on his way out. Ooh, harmony, too. All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket. We'll figure out the biggest show coming to town next.